The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Borkfest 2014, launching into the third hour of this edition of the program here every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you've listened to the show before in the past, when we've been live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you've heard some of these voices before. We always like to touch base again with some of the guests we've had on previously. We also bring you new voices, people you've never heard from before, people who've never been to New Hampshire before or never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. And it's not too late for you to come up here and join not just our studio audience, but the hundreds of people that are here in the park. What will likely crest 1,000, maybe 2,000 people. Who knows what the end of the week is going to look like here, but I can tell you it's going to be even busier and more fun and exciting than it is tonight. I know I'm excited about Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, Derek J. I imagine you're looking forward to that as well.
This fire's just getting started.
It's going to be a blast, and it always is. In fact, this year, Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is going to be a nighttime affair. Mm-hmm. In previous years, it has been in the afternoon. Not to say that being in the afternoon has taken away from the fun factor.
Not at all.
It's just that at night, things are going to be a little bit different, maybe a little bit more wild in the party, so who knows? I don't know what to expect. I'm looking forward to that. There's also other dance-related events. So it's Derek, you, I know, are a big dancer. You and I have danced at rave parties.
Yeah, I love to dance. I'll be shaking my booty all week.
There's going to be a rave, as I understand it, some sort of an electronic music dance party. There's also apparently a big goth dance party for the first time this year.
Yeah, I got special fishnets for that.
Did you? It's always a good time to bring a video or video camera to one of these things because people really do it up. So not just parties, but there's also fun family activities going on here as well. You know, folks bringing their kids, they bring in the dog. There's all kinds of stuff happening from kids events all the way up through the sort of the adult party. So don't miss Porkfest. It's a blast. PORCFEST.com. We are joined by Bradley Olson here in our makeshift studio in the beautiful White Mountains at Rogers Campground. And Bradley, you told us you're a first timer here at Porkfest.
Yes.
Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yes, this is my first time here, but it's not my first time on Free Talk Live. I did call in a few years ago, about some raw milk events that were going on in Minnesota, you guys have helped me raise a lot, helped all of us raise a lot of awareness on that issue.
Didn't you go out to a raw milk guy's place? Where was that one?
That was in Wisconsin. That was the Hirschberger family, but very closely related. A lot of these raw milk farmers do stay in contact with each other. And in fact, one of the farmers who delivers raw milk around Bradley's area, I've written about on my blog, Peace News Now, Alvin Schlangen is a huge name in the raw milk freedom movement.
How'd you get involved in that, Brad?
I started drinking raw milk, and there was a raid on one of the drop sites.
Site? What is it? I mean, it sounds like a drug deal. What is a drop site?
No. A drop site is just where you have the farmer wants to bring his produce to you, mm-hmm. and so maybe not just to you, but to a lot of your friends. So one of your friends has... makes available part of their house for everybody to come and pick it up so he doesn't make so many stops.
Does that draw the attention of neighbors or law enforcement?
So far, not too much. A bunch of us got letters from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And
as a customer?
Whoa.
Drop sites got them.
So you were operating a drop site. I see.
No.
Is it illegal? I mean, is this an underground thing in Minnesota?
It is legal to sell raw milk
in Minnesota,
so long as it is the statute reads so long as it is sold or secured on the farm. And the word secured we figure is vague enough that we can sort of say we've purchased that now and we'll pay you later. So. That's good enough for us.
Do you buckle in your milk on the way home so it's secure? Or how do you prove its security?
Well, there's lots of things we do to make sure that the milk is secure. taking care of it is an important thing to do, and we really appreciate our milk, so we take good care of it.
Yes. So you got hooked on raw milk, and
yes.
Now you've joined the distribution chain. It's legal in Minnesota, but in other places, I have heard of, like, Amish girls meeting people in parking lots, surreptitiously slipping them bottles of raw milk, and then getting arrested in sting operations. I mean, when you found out about raw milk, you got into it as a customer. At what point did you learn how insane some places were with how they dealt with it?
Well, it just happened over time. You start hearing about different places where it's more strict. Actually, my first sort of real rude awakening was the way Wisconsin farmers were treated. They almost got raw milk legalized there, and then at the last minute, the governor vetoed the bill. And then
somebody got some campaign contributions from the milk industry.
That's kind of what we think, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of a rude awakening, and they treated the farmers pretty badly.
I bet.
After that. So.
So you've got something going on out there, right? An agri market. Tell me what that's.
Yeah,
all about.
My main thing here is I want to put in a plug for anybody listening in Minnesota for AgoraFest. It's a public event on Facebook.
And Agora is the market, and that's a Greek word for
right.
market.
That's right. Yeah, it's Agora is the Greek word for market. You've probably heard it most frequently in agoraphobia. That's the fear of open spaces mm-hmm. and. The Agora is just the open space in the town where people can do what they want to do, so they can exchange or talk or whatever it is. So that's what this is about. It's a social network where exchanges can happen between people who know one another.
It's a physical place. Are you renting like a facility or a grounds? Where is this going to be happening?
Well, Agora Fest is a place where... mostly we celebrate this kind of activity and try to build the network, the social network of people who can exchange.
Is it physical or online? I'm not real clear on what it is.
Well, this Agora Fest is a physical place.
Okay.
Kind of like Pork Fest, where people can come and there will be some exchanges. People can buy stuff, sell stuff, get to know people.
Is it purely agricultural or will people be selling other sorts of products there?
Of course, I think most of it's food right mm-hmm. now that I know of, but I don't. As far as I know, there's no limitation on it.
How are you getting the word out? I mean, you said you've done this a year previous. How was that? How's it going to be this year? What are you expecting?
Yeah, this year, last year it was sort of like, let's make this word of mouth, and we tried to keep it underground, but mm-hmm. that was a mistake, and so we're trying to put the word out a bit more now.
Well, are you worried about risks? Or are you afraid this is going to get cracked down?
It could happen, but, you know, this is what we're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Who says we can't? I mean...
Until they say you can't, which they may very well do. I know that we tried one year, an activist put together what was supposed to be a flea market in Keene, Luther, and there was a lady who brought out her daughter, and she usually sells ice cream. Her name's Amanda Bolden. She's the founder of Shire Sharing. And the police came out and in force, and before the event even started, they threatened a little girl... over, she was going to sell ice cream and limeade mm-hmm. to people. They'd even brought a freezer over from Manchester full of delicious homemade ice cream. They were going to sell that in Central Square on a summer morning, and the police
Yum.
Had five officers out at like 8 in the morning to put a stop to this before it even started. And it was one of those things where I always wished that people had gone and tried again to, you know, take that ground. But it was one of the many activist projects that have sort of started and never really went anywhere since then. So I hope it works out for you. I really do. Numbers make a difference. The thing that the police did that was smart was they came early. And that way when people were just sort of setting up, they were able to swoop in and use their threats of disorderly conduct to put a stop to it. But if you've got enough people in the same area, I don't think the police will strike. There have been a couple of instances here at Porkfest over the years where there was one year where liquor commissioners were apparently poking around, but no one was... They made a few threats, but they never followed through. So I think having numbers of people who are willing to hold video cameras can, to some extent, keep the police at bay.
Will there be children at this event? Family-friendly?
I expect so, yep.
Okay, terrific.
Yes.
I imagine that might help reduce the risk for individuals who are participating.
Where would one go to learn more about the Agora Fest?
Was
it?
Yeah, WorkGraphFest, it's a public event on Facebook.
Okay.
Do a search.
Cool. Hey, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live, Bradley. I appreciate you you sitting in, and I hope you've been enjoying PorkFest.
Definitely. It's wonderful.
The week's just getting started here. PorkFest.com, PorcFest.com. We've got a gentleman coming up from a Mexican media company. He's come up to check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to talk to Alejandro here in moments.
Cool.
And then one of the co-hosts of the Corey Moore Show, Brian Hagan, will be joining us here, and he's got his own show as well. We'll talk about that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here also from PorkFest 2014.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and shipped from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I think Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. You may still do that. We can do have the technical ability to take your phone calls here in New Hampshire. It took 10 years, but finally the Porcupine Freedom Festival has usable internet service. And it's not because the park did something different. They're always just bogged down, their service. There's so many people in the park online, so many geeks here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that any one connection just gets swamped. But Michael Hampton, who is a Free State Project participant, last year put up Wi-Fi, and he made it so you can go to a website, you log into the Wi-Fi connection, and then you can pay in Bitcoin, or you can pay them in cash. Mm-hmm. But you pay in Bitcoin, and then you get access to the internet for the whole week for a fraction of what the campsite is actually charging for internet access, and you get 4G speed. So it's amazing to actually be able to get on the web during our shows here at Free Talk Live, and I'm really enjoying that. So if you've been concerned that internet's going to be a problem in New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can cross that objection off your list, because it's really awesome here this year. So Derek Jay with me. Welcome, sir.
Good to be with you.
We've been talking with interesting folks here throughout the night, people who are attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And coming up, there's another festival, if you will, a conference actually happening in Chicago, the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's happening at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building. Now, Derek Jay, you've been involved with a Bitcoin show recently, have you not?
Yes, yeah, I do a Bitcoin talk show once a week on Wednesdays, bitcointalkshow.com. And I also on Fridays a longer running show called The Bitcoin Group, which is loosely based off of the McLaughlin Group. It plays on YouTube. It's live. You can catch it at thebitcoingroup.com.
Bitcointalkshow.com. So one of your myriad of media efforts.
Yeah, I like to do a lot of talking.
You do. And you're on now on your, I think, your fifth hour straight talk show hosting.
Let's go!
You're going to be doing your show, of course, Peace News Now tomorrow night, here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes!
So that's very exciting. But anyway, the Bitcoin Conference. Have you been to one of these things before, Derek?
I've been to Bitcoin conferences.
Which one?
I've been to one in New York that was amazing.
Cool.
Everyone seems to get better as more people get involved and add their own niche. You're like,
well, right.
Oh, I know law stuff, and I can add that to Bitcoin. Or I know, you know, this new technology, and then MadeSafe is created. It's just amazing how fast everything's
there's
erupting.
Always something new coming out, and so, you know, there's always something new on the table, new ideas, and brainstorming and networking. I recommend it. Even if you're new to Bitcoin or you're old hat at Bitcoin, coming out to a Bitcoin conference is a lot of fun. And we've had the pleasure of broadcasting live at a few of them now, and this is going to be another one. The North American Bitcoin Conference in Chicago, first time ever in the Midwest, so great opportunity for a lot of people in that region to come out and meet one another. You'll get to see great speakers, you know, lots of folks from the Liberty community like Kathy Reisenwitz and Jeff Berwick, as well as Jeffrey Tucker, as well as people from the Bitcoin community like Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, BitPay's Tony Gallippi. Roger Veer will be attending. He is also known as Bitcoin Jesus. Lots of cool people with a lot of interesting things to say. Get your tickets at btcchicago.com. And, of course, you can pay in Bitcoin, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting there. So we look forward to seeing you. btcchicago.com. I called him Alejandro before, but his first name is actually Julio, and last name Alejandro. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Get right in close on that microphone and welcome, sir.
That is right. Thank you very much.
And I'm told that rumor had it yesterday that somebody was here from Mexico. There was kind of a question of, all right, well, who's met who from what country? Somebody's here from Austria. Someone apparently from Australia as well.
Wow.
Or New Zealand, one or the other. And Russia. There's a Russian young lady who's here. So not... You're not the furthest distance, but pretty far. What do you do?
I'm a journalist in here. I'm the correspondent for a Mexican media that is called Excelsior. And I haven't met actually any Mexicans. And I've been trying to get to know, like, through their different scenarios, different events, asking for people from Latin America. I think that I am the only one in here.
Joel Valenzuela, I suspect, has some Hispanic origin, but
yes.
I'm not sure if it's Mexico.
It's Mexican from Guadalajara. Yeah.
It is. Okay. So does that count or not count? Because
I'm trying to get into touch with first-generation immigrants that would have, like, an accent that they are born and raised in another place, and they just recently moved here to the States. So he was born in here, and there's a lot of Mexicans or Mexican-Americans here in Chicago. Here in Chicago. So I still think that I'm in Chicago. We're talking about Chicago, and I live in Chicago, actually.
You do?
Oh,
okay.
I've been a year and a half in the U.S.,
living for in Chicago, working as a foreign correspondent that covers local corruption, transnational crimes, cultural and political affairs in the city and in the Midwest.
Are there a lot of folks from Mexico living in the Chicago area?
One out of four people in Chicago is from Mexican origin, not Latin American, not from the 42 countries, but specifically from Mexico, that it's about 1.6 million people. 80% of the population of Chicago, Hispanics of Chicago are from Mexican origin.
Wow, okay.
So there's a lot of them in there.
What brought you up to the United States in the first place?
Well,
and when was that?
I arrived a month in December of 2013.
Wow.
I was living in France. I finished my career. I wanted to move to a different country. It's extremely hard to get a visa if you're a Mexican. People compare it to being a Jewish and trying to get into Germany without getting shot. And I think it's a very accurate perspective on the difficulty of the immigration system. So I was looking for an alpha city, something like London, like New York, Beijing, Hong Kong, Singapore, and LA. And I found out Chicago that did need a correspondent for someone who was bilingual or who was fluent in English.
You are very good at English. How long have you been practicing it?
Probably like 10 years because
nice.
I studied in England, I studied in Canada, I studied in France. Most of them in English, so I get pretty fluent.
There's plenty of government corruption to cover in Chicago, but isn't there plenty also in Mexico? Why travel to the U.S. to cover government corruption?
Well, because you get shot, basically, in Mexico. That's a quick question.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not only governmental...
By the cops?
No, I mean, by the cops, many of them, by the crime, organized crime, by the narcotics, people who are involved into gang violence, which is huge, not only in Mexico City, but specifically in the northern part of the region, Tamaulipas, the part that is bordering California, Texas, Tijuana, Ciudad Juarez. We get an average of 3 to 10 people getting murdered by drug dealers every day. And the freedom of press and the capacity for you to express your opinions are very limited, close to non-existent upon this matter. Yeah. There's not a single Mexican newspaper. There are five of them that are national. There are four national stations, TV stations.
When you say national, you mean run by the state?
No. National, no. Like they go from north to south in terms of distribution. So none of them have ever talked about drug dealers. If you know where do they live, you know how do they behave, you know.
But they don't report on them is what you're saying.
You cannot report on them. I mean, if you go to Mexico and try to tell their names or to share your experience, you won't get back to the
US. And it's not because the public is apathetic about the issues. They care about the corruption. They just can't do anything about it. Is that your opinion?
It's a way of self-censorship. Not me, not my dad, who was a journalist. My mom used to work in TV. My grandparent, my granddad was a journalist as well. But you cannot. This is why I'm very encouraged to be here because I can share a couple of ideas.
Can you hang on? I'd like to keep you on for another segment if possible. I think Brian Hagan's cool with waiting for an extra segment. We're going to bring him in here to wrap up the show this Monday here at Porcupine Freedom Festival 2014. We will continue with Julio Alejandro working for a major Mexican media company. We'll talk about freedom of the press. And we still haven't asked you what brought you to Porkfest. We'll hit that up coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll free. We're night number one, or night number two. Number one for me. I have Sundays off here on Free Talk Live, so of course Sundays off means I'm still running around making sure everything works, building the studio, so I really didn't have Sunday off. I just wasn't on the air. Derek J has been on the air now for a marathon five. This is his fifth full hour.
Oh, yeah.
Are you exhausted yet?
No, because I did have yesterday off. So I'm all rested, and I'm so excited to be here in the LRN.FM media room.
We're going to continue with Julio Alejandro from Mexico in moments. First, I want to tell you about how to get a pound of coffee. Some of the best coffee out there. It is BuzzBox, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and competitively priced with other high-end coffees. BuzzBox does something special, though, that those other coffee companies don't do. They've set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op,
And they've teamed up with World Vision and Free Talk Live to help recruit people to order coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, which will help finance microloans. So every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that begins ordering coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com will fund one microloan through World Vision to help change people's lives by offering people in poverty the chance to make their own lives better. So go and get started. You get a free pound of coffee by just paying the shipping cost at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription anytime. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Julio Alejandro is with us. You work for a major Mexican media company, but you're based in Chicago.
In Chicago,
and
that's right.
What is the company that you're working for, and what do you do for them?
Excelsior is one of the largest media corporations in Latin America, and probably in the world. We have a TV station that it's based in Mexico City. Sometimes some of the programs are retransmitted to LA. Mm-hmm. We have about 21 magazines. We have about 200 radio programs. Most of them in Mexico, some of them in the U.S. as well. And I'm one of the five international correspondents of the city of Chicago. There's two of them from China, one of them from the U.K., and I think the other one is from Korea, and I'm the only one from Latin America.
How independent are they? I hear a lot of Mexican media is state-sponsored. Is this included?
Most of them are state-sponsored.
Really?
I would say like 90% of them, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an even worse kind of corruption that I would call that it's... because private enterprises that are based in chronic capitalism, and they think or they want to tell society that they're more independent than government, are the ones that are actually sponsoring the newspapers. So the moment that you criticize the companies or the free market society or some of the politicians that they get some grants from, it's the moment where the newspapers stop getting their publicity, and we don't have enough money, and if it print press, it's are going to be eventually going to disappear. And Mexicans are not as tech-savvy to go into the internet, online television, or to use the social media appropriate.
Now, there are people in the liberty movement who are advocates of folks being expatriates, leaving the United States, moving to other places. Mexico has been put forth as one of those options. And if you listen to some of these folks, they'll tell you a story about how Mexico's wonderful, and it's so safe, and there's no problems. All the stuff that you had mentioned earlier with drug dealers, you know, murdering people who are critical of them or whatever, that, you know, there's corruption everywhere, supposedly. They're saying they just don't see that. Is that because, you know, gringos move into these gated communities and they try to pretend like bad things aren't happening around them? Why is there such the discrepancy in what those folks would say about this wonderful place to live versus maybe your experience of living there?
It would be based in geography and culture. Mm-hmm. Geography and based in the northern part, I don't think that anyone can tell you that it is a safe place. About 90% of all killings and of massive violence happens in the border states, and okay, in some specific states like Sinaloa, like Jalisco, like Michoacán, that have been historically embedded with drug trade and dealing.
But like Cozumel, for instance, is that different?
No, Cozumel is all the way to the south,
yeah.
And most, they tend to create their own ghettos, if I can use the word. So it's American...
Meaning the expatriates.
Uh-huh. And Mexico City, it's a very safe city. The level of corruption is not as big.
Okay.
Cultural, we have more museums than New York City, for example.
Wow.
25 million people. And it would be the same kind of violence and the same products and the positive. We have a lot of opera. We have a lot of cultural affairs. We have about probably 100 museums of all different kind of arts that you can imagine.
And so it's like New Jersey then, where there's like some really bad parts that are incredibly dangerous and some nicer areas.
Not as much. It would be like L.A., I would say.
Oh, okay.
Really? Because the east part is really divided into Mexicans and blacks, and Mexico eastern part tend to be wealthier.
You paint a bad picture for media freedom in Mexico, but you mention also that your family has a history of journalism in the country. So what's the trajectory like? Are things actually getting better despite being pretty bad?
I wouldn't think so, because before you could complain with the state or with the government, and while playing with the rules of the game and with the constitution, you could exert certain particular rights. But at the moment, if somebody gets shot or if a newspaper gets bombed, like Reforma, like a lot of them have been thrown grenades. Many journalists have been assassinated, according to
By whom? Do they know who's responsible?
That's the thing. So once they label you as someone who has been involved into the drug traffic or into drug expressing your ideas, meaning you guys, if you start a blog about drug dealers and you move into Mexico, the government will label you as such, and society will not investigate anything upon you. Mm. I was going to tell you that Mexico has been labeled by Reporters Sans Frontières, however you say that in English,
Reporters Without Borders,
as the second most dangerous city. Country in the world after Iraq.
Wow.
And I would think that it's something
for reporters.
For reporters.
Oh.
It is pretty much living hell.
Jeez. All right. Well, how did you find out about Porkfest? So here you are all the way up in New Hampshire. And what brought you here?
Well, I was making an investigation about cars. And I went to the car industry, and it led me to Pork, and Pork led me to Porkfest, and Wikipedia helped me out. And I knew about it on Wednesday, and I bought my tickets on Thursday, and Friday, yeah, I was getting prepared for this.
What convinced you to act so quickly?
First, encryption, because many of the communications that we're having can be easily intercepted by you're worried about the NSA, I'm worried by the drug dealers, by the organized crime and narcotics. So encryption was one of them. The idea of nationalism, Mexicans being always against the U.S. and you stole the territory and it doesn't build a lot of bridges together. Mm. And a third one, it's to talk about some specific topics that would relate to race, to immigration, undocumented immigration, social responsibility, if many of the people in here would be advocating for the NRA lobby, and what would be the responses towards which side would they lead in terms of undocumented immigration, for example.
I love immigration. I hope more people come here. In fact, I hope that we'll see New Hampshire secede from the United States someday and open its borders completely to the world to actually be that beacon of liberty that the United States was supposed to be. I mean, the Statue of Liberty was supposed to be this beacon to all the people of the world who are, you know, heard the poem on, the I think it's called The New Colossus. Talks about bringing the unwashed masses, the tempest tossed, the people who are poor, that need a new shot in life, to bring them here. And now it's near to impossible to immigrate to the United States. And that, I think, we're way worse off because of all those rules and restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like the idea of immigration, if it can be possible again to have an LA island, why not? What's the role of... people don't have a problem with illegal immigration. They have a problem with Mexican or Central American or Latin American immigration, more specifically.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some racism behind it, for sure.
Have you reported in other countries besides Mexico and the U.S.?
I've sent some pictures from France because I stood in Paris. And Central America was in the military coup of Honduras in 2008.
As a reporter? Well,
as a reporter.
I'd be curious to know what places you consider to have really good press freedoms. Are there any?
The Nordic, Nordic style, Germany, Switzerland, most or all of them are based in, well, actually all of them are based in northern part of Europe.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Julio Alejandro.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Is there a website you can plug where people could go and read your stuff?
Yes, www.excelsior.com. And that's the name of the newspaper. It's one of the largest ones in Latin America and in the world.
Awesome.
I'm really proud for it.
Glad that you're on Free Talk Live and here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Thank you.
Thank
There's
you.
More coming up here at Porkfest 2014 on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We do have time to sneak your call in here at the very end of this edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival version of Free Talk Live. Things are a little different here. Number one, we're live. We've got a live studio audience, and they're awesome. Thanks for being here, guys. Yep. Feel free to give yourselves a hand. Number two, it's Pork Fest. It's an awesome event. We're having a blast, and the fun is just getting started. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to here. And throughout the week, you'll hear all number of voices representing the different viewpoints in the Liberty Movement, people coming together here in New Hampshire to get active and achieve more freedom in our lifetime. It's working already, and we've already got 1,600 people that are here as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 are pledged to make the move. There's no community like this anywhere else in the world. As much as we'd love for there to be a bunch of them like this all around the world, it's just not the case. That's why people from around the world are coming here. We've got folks coming here from as far away as Russia to be with more free people. So I love being a part of this. And Derek J., I know you do as well. Welcome back, sir.
It's very good to be with you.
And also, welcoming to the show, Brian Hagan from a few different radio shows, at least one or two. You do Corey Moore Show. I just saw you on there the other night.
Every Friday night.
And you're also doing the Liberty Cats.
Yeah, the Liberty Cats do that every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5 to 6 Eastern Time. It's myself, and I bring along a guy named Taryn Lupo every now and again. I let Taryn talk. Makes him feel important. You know, I'm the star of the show, and I have to say, and no offense to Free Talk Live, but I always say the Liberty Cats is the most important radio show on the radio. It's also probably one of the worst radio shows on the radio. It's just an absolute train wreck. We never actually talk about Liberty. Usually we talk about strip clubs, 1970s or 1980s board games.
Sounds good.
And a lot of sitcoms. Taryn's always talking about Charo and her guest appearances on The Love Boat.
So you guys talking about strip clubs because you really want to go someday? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's really it. No, actually what happens is Taryn gives me tips on how to go to strip clubs, like what I do if I ever end up in one. Number one, I learned never, ever tip a stripper with candy corn. That's a real no-no.
Bad idea.
Yeah, they do not like that. That will not pay for a lap dance.
Now, you're a radio guy.
I am, yes.
Like you do radio professionally.
I do. 24 years now. I started when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
At the local AM radio station in Atchison, Kansas.
So cool.
Yeah, born and raised in Kansas. Friend of mine's older brother worked there, thought I'd be good, brought me on. I got an audition, been there ever since. Now I'm the corporate news director for a 6 radio station group, hosting 6 stations out of Kansas and Nebraska.
Awesome. So you are more than familiar with taking phone calls, which is what we're going to do right now.
Excellent.
We've got Greg on the line in New York. And, Greg, you're on with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Greg.
I'm very happy to call in during Pork Fest. How are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, so...
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Sure. I wanted to continue that conversation that we were having last week, mainly about states and versus the free market. Basically wanted to ask, so I think where we left off last time is you said that you didn't like states because they basically took over the planet. There's no real place that you can move to that doesn't have a state. Is that the main reason, or is it because states employ violence and force as the as their method of operating?
Well, I would say it's because they're not legitimate. It's not none of those.
Well, I would say the force is a big issue. I don't like the monopoly on force.
I agree.
And I think that, I think if somebody wants to consent to someone dominating them, that's fine. We had Miss Anne on the show years ago, and she's a professional dominatrix. You know, if somebody wants to pay someone to tell them what to do, by all means, they should be free to do that. Just don't include me in that deal.
Yeah, and being one who's really into BDSM, absolutely. You know, I'd love to pay for it. It's the only way I can usually find it. So, yeah, that's, as long as it's voluntary, it's great.
All right, sounds cool. But if you were actually, let's say, born in a neighborhood, let's say there were no states and there was just neighborhoods, and you were born in a neighborhood, you didn't sign any social contract or any contract at all, can the neighborhood still require you to not blast loud music or, you know, do...
I think it's an excellent question. It's a legitimate question. The idea being that, all right, let's say we move to a voluntary order, a consensual society. You have this place where there are rules. I mean, we advocate the idea of private rules, a deed-restricted neighborhood. Those things are in existence today. Would someone who has never actually consented to those rules, i.e. the child of two people who have consented, that child can't be bound to those rules, right? So what would a system be like? How would it be developed to deal with that? You know, this kid's running around just, you know, spray painting property in the neighborhood, and he's never signed. Yeah, I never signed the agreement. What happens in that case?
Well, I would think that the community would take some sort of responsibility. If they're as tight-knit as they sound, the community would provide something for the children to be doing that's productive and developmental for them.
I mean, certainly it's some sort of an intervention on the behalf of the neighbors.
Well,
but
like,
also,
oh, hey, you like to paint? Let's paint a lemonade stand and get you to work.
Or the parents could be under an agreement to where they must control their children, and if they don't, then they're not welcome in the community anymore. That could be a factor as well.
Right, but suppose you're not a child. Suppose you just grew up, you're a normal kid, and then when you turn 30, you say, listen, I want to blast loud music, I want to walk around naked, I'm not hurting anybody physically with these activities. Who is the neighborhood to tell me? I never signed anything. So I guess
I think you would be. I think at some point you'd likely be asked to sign something. I mean, look, you know, once you get to a certain age, we expect that you, if you want to continue in this community, you'll agree with the premises or the rules.
And if you're blasting live music, I mean, you could be hurting someone. Maybe someone works a late shift and you're keeping them up all night. I mean, that's kind of aggressing upon them, I suppose.
Yeah,
some
it is
ways.
True. I think you'd have a claim against that person. But also, I think you would, it's not unreasonable to, you know, for instance, if you had started paying rent, you would obviously be signing a lease in that particular case. So at some point, you'd become responsible for your actions.
But my point is, what if you refuse to sign any agreement, any lease?
I don't think you'd be welcome there anymore.
Yeah, and Greg, why would you even want to be a part of this society? It sounds like you're more trouble for them. It sounds like you don't get along. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a part of a community where everyone hated me all the time. I would leave.
Well,
I would have a peaceful secession.
Right. So my point is the analogy is just with a larger community. If you're now part of a city, right, and you're saying that, listen, I never signed the social contract, you can also move out of the city. So I think,
but no one signed the social contract. I mean, what you're talking about, it doesn't exist. It's just a fantasy that people who want to control others use to justify their actions. It doesn't exist.
Right.
Did you ever sign it?
No, that's right. It doesn't exist. So my point is that's not what justifies it. So I would say that the society simply are an emergent phenomenon. People just organize, and they have to run their organizations, and it just happens. It's not like anybody signs. Everybody signs something. But they have to run their neighborhood and they have to run their city somehow. So that's what I'm saying. That's, in my opinion, governments form spontaneously, whether you like it or not. It's not like you can avoid it.
No, they only form spontaneously because there are people in search of power over others who are willing to use and wield violence and the threat of violence to gain their way and to gain benefits and to take money in from people and then use it to reward their friends and punish their enemies. They are spontaneous because there are people who believe in control.
All right, so let me ask you this. I actually have
It's their religion.
Right, so let me ask you about the free market. Are you saying
Please.
If the free market existed, there would be no force and nobody would be coerced at all?
Oh, of course not. There would still be individual criminals who would likely threaten and be dangerous, and we would, you know, still probably have protection services to help bring those people to justice. I mean, it's unrealistic to think that we're going to live in some sort of perfect world where no one is crazy or no one is stupid or, you know, no one does dangerous things that they might regret later
right,
on.
Right.
Obviously, we would need ways to deal with it.
Forget the criminals for a second.
Just lost a lot of level on you. I can kind of barely hear you. I don't
sorry.
If that was your
can
phone.
You hear me now?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me
yes,
now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. So what
Go
I'm
ahead.
Saying is forget the criminals. There is actually, there are people coercing. The vast majority of people in a free market system would also be coerced, but they wouldn't be coerced by a well-defined, cohesive group of people like the government. Instead, they would be coerced by people, you know, such as their landlord plus their people offering them their job. And this is called market discipline. If you are not valuable enough to the people around you, you run out of resources. And the problem is then people die from lack of resources. So there's
wait a minute. How is that force?
Well,
yeah, how is a landlord coercing anyone?
Well, he's evicted. He's coercing you to pay him his rent.
No, you've agreed to pay the rent, so it's not coercion. See, coercion is where you use force against someone, you threaten them with violence in order to get to do what you want them to do. That's what coercion is. When you are renting a place,
here's my definition of coercion.
You agree to rent the place.
Sure, but would you agree with me that this would be a pretty good definition of freedom? The definition of freedom is having options that you can choose between different options, right? If you cannot... If you don't have multiple options, then you're not free in that particular area.
I see
right?
freedom as the right to do as you please so long as you do not harm anyone else and their rights. And in the case of a house, you, in order to get into that house in the first place, to get the key, you have to sign an agreement
right,
to get in there.
Right.
If you don't sign that agreement, you break in and start living there. You're a squatter, and then you're using force against the landlord. I wish we had more time, Greg, but we're out of it
okay,
for tonight.
Sorry.
Feel free to call back for another discussion. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453 is the number. We can't take your calls anymore tonight because we're done. Brian, what's your website?
My website is the Liberty Cats over at Facebook.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.